ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। The Lord has given that the doers, actors, are also of three types. And today we will see their different features. Chapter 18, page 173. Beginning from verse 26. In verse 26, the Lord has given who is a sattvic doer. Then rajasic, then tamasic, like that, it will be given. By the way, one thing has come to my mind, that in divine arrangement of things, this verse 26 somehow came to me in my life very early, even at a time when I was not well acquainted with the Gita, even before that. Somehow I came to know it, and I wrote it when I was a student. I wrote it on my study table. In a way, it became a guiding principle of my life. From that time, I may be about 22 years of age or like that. Later on, I came to know that it is here, given by the Lord, and it is what should be there in the life of a person. Incidentally, it has come to my mind. It is in this way God helps when somebody decides to walk over the right path of life. So I read this 26th verse in Sanskrit. Mukta sango anhem vadi dhatyuta sa samanvita siddhya siddhyo nirvikara karta sattvik uchyate. Free from attachment, unegotistic, endowed with firmness and vigor, and unswayed by success and failure, such a doer is said to be sattvic. These are the qualities of a sattvic doer. We should try to become like this. When we are working, when we are doing some work, we should have these characteristics, these qualities. Free from attachment. No attachment with anything. No attachment even with the work which we are doing. No attachment. And it is not easy to do something without attachment. There is attachment, we work. The Lord says no. Because people think, when there is no attachment, why should I do this thing? The Lord is saying that two things are easy. Working with attachment, everybody is working. Oh, I will live in this room. Let me clean it very nicely. Living in the room means a person has attachment with the room, wants to clean the room. The Lord says, no, you will not be a yogi. Another person says, I am not concerned, this is not my room, hell with it. Why should I clean it? Let it be like this. I am not going to use this room, so I don't care about it. The Lord says no. No to both the things. Then what is the third? The third is, no matter you have no attachment, clean it as nicely as you can, as you would do when you have to live in this room. This is the quality we should have. Then the question arises, then should we start cleaning all the rooms in which we have no? No, that is not the meaning. Your own room, your own place, your own house. Cleaning, just it should be cleaned whether I live in it or I do not live. It doesn't matter. Like that. Free from attachment, unegotistic. Oh, the room is cleaned very nicely. Do you know who did it? It should not be there. I did it. Lord says no. There should not be ego. Keep silence. It's nice, you have done it. But then many people are there, after doing some good work, they just go to the street, let somebody praise me. Somebody should say, at least few words of appreciation somebody should say. Very nice. We will want to hear it. No. This element should not be there. Work for work, service for service. Unegotistic, so one should not have ego. Now the third quality is very interesting and difficult also. I remember when I got this verse in my young age, it took some time to me for understanding it. Endowed with firmness and vigor. Actually, firmness word may be there. I have to see some other translations anyway. It is also not wrong, but perhaps patience. Patience perhaps may be a better word. Dhati is the word. Dhairya, patience. Though firmness and patience are near to each other. One who is patient is firm. One who is firm, generally patient. But I would like to say patience perhaps. Maybe firmness also. Anyway, there should be, the third quality is, there should be a combination of two things, patience and vigor. Now they appear opposed to each other. If a person is firm or patient, then it appears there may not be vigor. Vigor means power, energy. Patience means sitting like this. You will find some people very energetic, vigorous. Energetic. All the time going from here, there, this, that, doing. Garden or room, now utensils, kitchen, clean it, do it, guiding, speaking thing. Some people like that. Very active people. Vigorous. Never tired of doing or directing things. Vigorous. Some people you will find meditating, sitting. Even say, oh, let us go to the market, let us go to the center of the city. Be patient. Firmness. Both these things appear opposed to each other. The Lord says, you should have combination of the two. Combination, both must be there at the same time. You should be patient, peaceful, and full of vigor. Those people who are very vigorous, very active, very energetic, you will find them, they are lacking patience. Oh, you have not done it. Oh, I gave you this work in the garden. You don't. What have you not done it so far? Oh, I expected you to clean this kitchen within 15 minutes. And what are you doing? No patience. Vigor is there. They are energetic, but no patience. Just pushing everybody. Do it! Do it! Do it! The Lord says, Only this is not the right thing. Then there are some people, all right, you may do, you may not do it. Okay, oh, it's fine. Oh, why are you doing all this? Oh, come on. Laziness in knowledge. Oh, enough of cleaning, let us lie down. The Lord says, not. Combination of both. Vigorous, smiling, not pushing anybody, not dictating anybody, and with a smile and patience, taking others with you and then doing things. The work should become like a dance, not a burden. That is the point. When there is only vigor, when there is only energy, activity only, a person is generally having anger. A person who is energetic and you have not done it so far. What's the use of your being here? All that. And a person is having only patience or firmness, sitting. The Lord says there should be a combination of both the things at the same time. Vigorous, smiling, feeling happy, making others also happy, those who work with him. Enjoyment, festival, all the time. Working from morning till evening with a smile and patience and singing and working. That should be there. This is the thing. Endowed with firmness and vigor. And then lastly, and unswayed by success and failure. You are working the whole day without caring whether we are successful or not. What will happen generally? You try to do something for the whole day. Suppose you try to wash the clothes and you found in the end, that they are still dirty. Then if you see that, oh my goodness, you are sorry. You see? Or they are very clean. Oh, I did it. No. Not caring what the result will be. Take another example. Better example for this quality. You studied the whole year for your exams, examination. And you appeared in the examination without caring whether I pass or I fail. Very difficult. Oh, I tried my throughout the year and my aim was to pass the examination. How can it be that I will not be happy if I pass and I will not be unhappy if I fail? The Lord said that has to be in you if you want to become a yogi. A yogi remains peaceful in every situation, smiling, not concerned with the result of the activity. Whatever happens, let it happen. I did my best. About the result, let it, whatever happens, let it happen. If these things are in somebody, such a person is known as a sattvic doer. Such a doer is said to be sattvic. This is the aim. Then life will have a different meaning. Then there will be nothing except joy, singing, dancing, all the time, in everything.